Yes, the curler and the shimmy is back. Robbie, morning to you, mate. How are
you? Yeah, the curler and the shimmy's back. I love it. How was your weekend trip? Mine was absolutely magnificent.
That good? What did you do?
I watched Liverpool beat Manchester United by 5-0.
This is disastrous for United fans, Robbie. Where do they go from here? Solskjaer's got to go, doesn't he? Surely.
Well, yeah, look, I wrote yesterday in the Sunday telly, that this was Salah against Ronaldo, that United couldn't afford, Solskjaer certainly couldn't afford a massive loss against their greatest rivals. I mean, this is the biggest for the listeners who, don't follow it that closely, but obviously have an interest in it. This is the greatest rivalry in English football. It's city v city. It goes back decades and decades. Well before probably football was even invented, the Manchester v Liverpool rivalry. Of course, these days it manifests itself in the EPL in a football match. And to lose 5-0 at Old Trafford to their fiercest rivals is nothing more than a tragedy and a catastrophic result for Solskjaer. I can't see how he survives this, given also the things he said after the game, that we've hit rock bottom. There didn't seem to be a lot of, you look at your manager after a result like that and you're looking for something to cling on to, and he really gave nothing. And I mean, Solskjaer was a wonderful player, a wonderful goal scorer. He came into this job, and you have to note that he has been given a lot of time now, but he came into this job with very, very little experience, and I think the job's too big for him. The defending, I talked about the structure of, or the lack of structure in United. They're defending, and you have to put Harry Maguire at the top of the list as an England international, was pathetic, really. And Mo Salah, a hat-trick, confirming himself as the best player on the planet at the moment, with a quite unbelievable performance. The only surprise, I guess, is, guys, that, on 50 minutes it was 5-0, and the only surprise that it wasn't more after that, because Paul Pogba was sent off as well to compound the misery for United. But a great day for Liverpool, but wow, watch this space for what happens in Manchester in the week that follows.
Yeah, Robbie, is it just the manager, though? Like, again, have they got the right stock? Like, they started pretty well. They got Ronaldo back there. There was so much hype and build-up. Is it just tactically, do you think?
Yep, 100%. I think it's the coach. This team needs a leader. They've got wonderful players. They got Fernandes. They got Fred. They got, like you said, before, the best player on the planet, definitely in the long run, but not at this point in time, because it's Mo Salah that is. But yeah, I think they just need inspiration. They need, put it this way, if you put Klopp or Guardiola in charge of Manchester United, that doesn't happen. That kind of thing doesn't happen. And, they had a result during the week where they won in the Champions League against Atalanta, who aren't travelling very well in the Serie A. They were 2-0 down there. And Ronaldo, pulled it out of the hat, really, to win that game 3-2. Gave him a bit of momentum, but, wow, Liverpool just blew them away. Second consecutive Premier League game, 5 in a row. 5-0. Wow. Solskjaer, Clarkie, to answer your question, I think he's the problem.
What about Chelsea's performance over Norwich, mate? They were just way too good, 7-0.
Way too good, and that's the story of the weekend, if it wasn't for this game this morning. But Norwich, after 9 games, well, it's really early to say that they're going to be relegated, but you can't see much hope for them. They've copped 7 against Chelsea. They've scored twice this season. They just look hopelessly out of their depth. And, but it was a great performance. Mason Mount with a hat-trick for Chelsea. Goals coming from everywhere. And, wonderful performance. And Manchester City as well showed their dominance with a win at Brighton. and you go, oh, well, that's expected. But Brighton have been playing very, very well. So that's a big win for Manchester City at the moment. It is looking, at this early stage, guys, a race in three. I thought it was going to be a race in four with United in there. But unless something drastic happens there, you can only see the champions coming from, you know, City, Chelsea or Liverpool.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a great run. Only 9 games in, though. But the Matildas, Robbie, what did you make of their performance the other night in their 3-1 win against Brazil?
Yeah, great performance. Very good. Expected against Brazil, to be honest, at home. But a wonderful occasion, wasn't it, for the fans and out there at Bankwest Stadium. First time they played at home for 19 months. And, very, very good performance.
Now, also here with the A-Leagues, just reading reports in the Herald, set to sell a stake to a private equity firm. What's your thoughts on that, selling a stake in the A-Leagues to a private equity firm?
Well, this is no surprise. This is all the talk. And it was one of the reasons of the split from Fox Sports, the last broadcast partner, is that selling some part of equity of the A-League to a private equity. And, look, it seems all very confusing. You're selling part of your asset. I don't know what sort of power that private equity firm would have. But it's been talked about for a long, long time, Gerard. And at the moment, it's still talk. But, the A-League are independent, run independently now. So it's up to them to work out how they're going to run it and what they're going to do, because, the television money they're getting is less than what they got from their previous partner. But there's some very good people involved there, and you'd like to think they know what they're doing, and hopefully that's a positive for the competition, which will kick off next month, which is still how's it going to work, with Emperor McGowan over there in the West not allowing anyone in? It looks like Perth are going to have to travel. Who knows with New Zealand as well? It looks like Wellington are going to have to settle over here again. So the A-League is going to kick off with a lot of problems. Not of the doing of the people that are running it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Robert, how much of a distraction will that be for these teams? The teams that do need to, move somewhere else. We spoke about it, I guess, last year with the Rugby League. Could that be a positive for some of these teams, though?
Oh, look, Clarky, I don't think so. Not now. They've been doing it for 3 years. This is the third year in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be
too much
of it. Yeah. Too much of it. You say that, and it's a good point you bring up, Clarky, because you say that, you move away, you get a siege mentality.
Yeah.
You're in a sort of situation where you can train and you've got the players all yourself, but, mate, they're human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 years in a row with families and, it's just, it's extraordinary. And really, if we're honest, the competition's going to kick off late next month, given what we know and what New South Wales are doing and Victoria is doing, or just jumped on board. It shouldn't be happening, mate. Mm. It was all about vaccinations, and by the time we get to the kickoff of the A-League, we'll probably be, 80%, certainly 90% probably in a lot of the state's cases. So, it's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. But I just see that, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of those players who've been doing it already for years to do it again for Wellington and for Perth. And it's a shame for the competition, guys, because, as in the rugby league's had it, in the AFL and the cricket, is that, those fans from those places where their clubs leave, they don't get to see anything. So it affects the competition. Daniel Sturridge is a big signing for Perth Glory. He's a marquee, and the marquee, fit enough for the whole competition. But, the Perth fans aren't going to get to see him at home. It's a shame, but it is what it is, and they'll just have to do as best they can, as they have done in the past.
Robbie, thank you so much. Go and bask in the glory of this 5-0 win at Old Trafford.
Yes, well, it was a good weekend. Like you said, the Matildas won, first time in home soil for a long time, and of course they'll play again tomorrow at the same venue against the same team, so hopefully they'll get another win. And as you said, a great win for Liverpool.
Good on you, Robbie.
See you, troops. Bye.